All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Awaken to Happiness Now global series. Thank you so much for being here with us. And it is my deepest wish, desire, and intention to bring to you these wonderful speakers who are sharing their wisdom, their teachings, their experiences, their clearings, activations, and processes, et cetera, and their intuitive wisdom. And so if you do like these shows, please do join and subscribe to the YouTube channel so that you can access all of the previous shows and, of course, all of the shows coming up. That would be great. And so today, my dear friend Emily Ghosh-Harris is back with us, and we're going to be talking about transcending karmic traps to connect with your creative, abundant, and divine source self. And so some of what we're going to discuss is about working with spirit, spring, astrological, and galactic energies to tap into your creative potential, transcend cycles of limitation, and move forward in a new and courageous way. We're going to be talking about releasing victimizer patterns that are holding you back. We're also going to be talking about connecting with your divine source self, what that looks like and how that feels. We'll be talking about raising your vibrational frequency set point and, of course, transcending karmic traps for true liberation. So if you don't know Emily, she's been with us many times. We love having her on the show. It's always a high vibe call. I always learn something new whenever Emily is on the show. Some new wisdom, just something new comes through. Emily is an intuitive guide, a sound alchemist, a facilitator of sacred ceremony, and multidimensional business mentor. She is the founder of Soul Media, a company that serves as a portal of expansion and elevation for heart-centered entrepreneurs, lightworkers, starseeds, and conscious companies. Emily assists clients in taking quantum leaps in their lives and businesses by bringing forward their highest, most authentic, and creative expression. And through the integration of galactic astrology, human design, gene keys, self-inquiry, and quantum energy healing techniques, Emily helps clients to deepen their understanding of their divine blueprint, heal core wounds of separation and limiting beliefs, and step forth in their highest available timeline, fully activating the music their heart and soul came here to share and express. So we are going to be talking to Emily more about herself, what she does, and of course, this wonderful topic that we have today, transcending karmic traps to connect with your creative, abundant, and divine source self. So please join me in welcoming Emily back to the show. Emily, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Shefali. It's such an honor to be here. I'm so excited for today's conversation. I love this community, and this is an exciting topic. I feel the energy building for the time that we're in, and we're in such a transformational time right now. I love really to bring forth, I feel, the energies of this season, which are highly transformational, highly alchemical. And I feel like that may be a good place to start and dive in. We're just approaching the Pisces new moon on March 10th. And what's interesting about this new moon is that we have so much energy in Pisces. And Pisces is the 12th and final sign of the zodiac. It is the culmination of all other signs of the astrological wheel. It is a sign that is connected deeply with the all that is, that it is a very spiritual, mystical, sensitive, empathic, compassionate energy that helps us to integrate the lessons of all the other signs and energies. And so I invite all of us and all those are going to be listening to this call after the fact to really take a moment just to reflect on the past 12 months of your life. This is again the completion of the astrological year. We're about to enter the new astrological year on the Aries equinox, which takes place on March 19th. And so, a question to really connect with at this time is really how what you've learned in the past 12 months. What are some of the lessons that you're desiring to integrate at this time? Because what's significant about this Pisces new moon, which actually kicks off our eclipse portal. And this is going to be a potent eclipse season, is that this new moon is ruled by the planet Neptune, which is the higher octave of Venus. It is representative of unconditional love and compassion. And so Neptune during this new moon is squaring the galactic center and squaring Orion, the fixed star, safe. And so why is that significant? Well, the galactic center is a higher point in consciousness. It is this cosmic energy that's really helping us to grow and evolve. And safe, the fixed star safe, is an energy that helps us to transmute negative energy into positive energy. And so when we look at this in the perspective of Pisces season, in the perspective of this completion energy, it is really about what we desire to integrate and how we're going to move forward in a new way. Pisces is that creative energy, and it allows us to integrate, to heal, to look at our karmic imprints, and to be able to integrate and heal and move forward in a new creative way, to be able to realize our creative potential. So just want to ask everybody tuning in at this time to really tune into how you are desiring to move forward as we enter into this new astrological year. What is the energy and the frequency that you're desiring to embody and express? Because we truly are that powerful. We truly get to decide our own energetic frequency. And what I really want to highlight that is that our energy is changing. We are energetic beings. And so much like, how we think about karma, we're rewriting that story. And I'm excited to explore that in today's call. But really, there's this idea that karma is something that's happening to us, that's something that we are perhaps the victim of. Or perhaps it's, been lifetimes of karmic imprints that are perhaps fixed, are our destiny. But I really want to invite the idea that karma is very equal to our energetic signature, our energetic frequency, our auric field. And that this is something that can be changed through our thoughts, our emotions, our energy, our consciousness. And so, similarly to genetics versus epigenetics, is there's this idea with genetics that, our genes are something that are inherited, that are passed down from our lineage, from our, parents, their parents, and they're fixed. But really, epigenetics is the science and the understanding that we're constantly turning on different cells and different frequencies through our consciousness, through where we place our conscious currency, our life force energy. And so we really have the ability to turn on and rewire our biology, right? And so this is really exciting when we think about it from the perspective of karma and this significant moment in time and space that we're moving through when there is truly infinite potential. And for those that are familiar with the Gene Keys, this is an incredible body of work that is connected to the human design gates, the 64 gates of the I Ching. And with the Gene Keys that was channeled by Richard Rudd, there is a shadow, a gift, and a frequency. And we each are comprised of these keys, right? And this is very much our energetic template. We can look at it from the lens of astrology, from galactic astrology, from human design, from gene keys. But really, our energetic template is a unique symphony. It is like a sheet of music that expresses pure potentiality. And it's up to us. We have free will to determine how that music is played and expressed. And so what we get to do in this moment in time is to really connect with our divine blueprint to see what we are desiring to express at this time and what is wanting to be integrated, what is wanting to be alchemized, because there is definitely the energy as we move into the lunar eclipse on the 25th in Libra, which is really expressing the energy of balance, of how we are in relationships. And we know that all of our relationships really begin with ourself and how we show up for ourselves. And so I'll pause there because I know that's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. But I have to say that the showing up for ourselves, I think, is number one. It should be a top priority for everyone to show up for ourselves the best way that we can. But at the same time, it is also, isn't it also about looking at our patterns, looking at, some of our beliefs, looking at what we can change, because, pure potentiality says that anything is possible, right? But then these patterns that we have ingrained, or that we've been working with all the time, that have just become like grooves on a record, right? They are so stuck and ingrained that it's hard for us to change them. Sometimes it's hard for us to even see what those beliefs and patterns are. And at the same time, sometimes those negative patterns that are in the collective, right? They also greatly impact us, right? So it's sometimes it's difficult, I find, to I mean, there's so many different ways that we raise our vibration frequency, but once we get into that mode or mood of negativity, or oh my God, the same thing's happening over and over again, I don't know, well, what else can I possibly do, blah blah blah, right? All that stuff, and gets you all emotional, gets your mind all messed up and everything. And then you're, looking at your life and saying, oh my God, what has happened? So as you were talking about, looking at your life from, this past year, I was like, yeah, this past year was like, oh my God, so stressful, but transformational, so much change. And so of course, this new year, I would like it to be a little bit more peaceful and balanced, but, in a positive direction. I mean, I think even like, if that makes sense. And so it's like there's definitely change in the air. There's a transformation just waiting to happen. I feel like we're at the moment, there's like this pregnant pause where it's like the energy is building, for us to create. And it's like, okay, I don't want to wait anymore. Come on, let's go.
There's so much that you touched on there, and I love it because I feel like every single one of us, can relate to what you're saying on some level. And I think that is that when something stressful happens or we get into a pattern, it's so easy to continue that pattern. And to your point, there's a lot that's happening collectively that also impacts, how we're feeling. And I just want to kind of highlight some of the most common karmic traps, right? And so there's many, right? But there's some that I think a lot of us can relate to. And this really relates to one of the gene keys that is highly significant at this time. It's gene key 55. And if you're familiar with the book, this is the longest passage in the Gene Keys book. And it's highly significant at this time that we're moving through in history. And it's related to Ra Aruhu's prophecy in 2027, where we're really moving to a new octave of consciousness, and we're moving into a new collective gate. And that one of the gates that's highlighted at this time is the gate 55, which the shadow frequency of that is the victim. And we move from being the victim to alchemizing that into freedom. And so why is that significant? Well, just to your sharing, it's that we can all become the victims of our own thoughts, our own emotions, and this is an imprint that has been, created on humanity. And it's something that we're looking to really dissolve. And, part of that comes through the taking radical responsibility and the awareness of our own patterns. And we also begin to combine that with radical compassion. Because, of course, right? We're living on this planet, there's a lot that's taking place and transpiring. We're empathic beings. And of course, we're going to relate to, the different circumstances that are around us. And yet, we all have the invitation to take radical responsibility for our own energy and really begin to become meticulous with our auric field. And so, I want to get into that in a little bit about what I mean and some of the ways that we can work with that energy. But some of the common victim consciousness traps, one is self-sabotage. And this is the idea that we actually become a victim of our own energy, our own thoughts, beliefs, and emotions. And instead of something outside of us influencing us, it is actually belief systems that are internalized. So, when it comes to doing the thing that you know in your heart and soul that you deeply desire to do, whether it's in a relationship or whether it's moving forward with, the creative project that you're desiring to birth, and it just keeps going to the end of your to-do list. You're finding things to, fill up the time to do, but you're just not doing the thing that you know will light up your heart and soul. This is an example of self-sabotage and how we can keep ourselves in a frequency fence, in a lower frequency. Another common victim consciousness trap is being the martyr. And this is energy and programming that has, been around for eons, and it's the idea of self-sacrifice. The idea of depleting oneself in order to make others happy or to people please, or because we feel as though we have to. This is so another one, another example of this is maybe a little bit more controversial, and this could be religion or spirituality. And what I mean by this is, it's this idea of searching for something outside of ourselves to complete us. And this could be anything, right? It could be a vice, it could be, an ideal, but it's this idea that we're not going to be complete unless we follow all of the steps and processes and everything that needs to be complete in order to love ourselves. The truth is that we are innately lovable, innately worthy. Another example is collective programs. And I think that, you alluded to this as well. It's collective programs that keep us trapped are things that have been normalized that are not necessarily positive for our energetic well-being. Examples of this: alcohol, drugs, video games, a lot of times the media or news, or going along with, rules without necessarily questioning what the impact is on our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual well-being. Another consciousness trap is not being able to forgive. So it is the idea or the holding on that can be so challenging to fully forgive ourselves or another. And then a final one that I'd like to highlight is operating from the subconscious. And that is that we are not aware of perhaps the programs that are playing out, perhaps the fear or the limiting beliefs, and we haven't brought those to the surface to look at, to heal, to integrate. So I'll pause there.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. And that's the thing. A lot of the beliefs that we have, the programs that are running behind the scenes, are in the subconscious. And a lot of times we say, well, I don't know what they are. They're hidden, or I can't access them. Which sometimes I can feel that way too. But I also truly feel that if you're willing to be honest with yourself, if you're willing to silence your mind a little bit and just go into your heart and ask questions, I think you'll get the answers of what it is, what that fear is, that may be blocking you or limiting you. Or even sometimes it's yeah, sometimes we don't want to see it, right? We don't want to look at it because then we have to make a change. We have to do something different, right? And maybe we're not willing to make that change.
Yeah, and this is a process that takes time, and we have to be patient with ourselves. It is something that requires radical acceptance and compassion, because some of these places and spaces are really tender to look at. And so we have to be so loving to ourselves. I want to give a few personal examples, because I feel like that brings it to life. When we're working with perhaps the subconscious, there's something that's called parts work that can be extremely powerful. And that's really understanding the part of you that is benefiting from the behavior that perhaps is not desirable. And I'll give you an example of this, right? Somebody becomes sort of excommunicated from their family for their beliefs. And their family believes, their beliefs to be extreme, maybe, and they're labeled sort of the black sheep of the family. And that's extremely, wounding and traumatizing experience. And so that person, for example, really desperately wants to connect, wants to cultivate loving and meaningful relationships, but they find themselves having similar judgments towards others and having a sort of similar behavior of keeping others separate. And they realize that this is because a part of them is so afraid of being rejected again. that part of them is keeping them safe. And so we can understand from a loving perspective that absolutely, this is just a part that is doing the very best that they can to keep this individual safe. And so the first thing is the awareness, but it is that radical compassion. And I feel a third step in that process is creating the safety. Once you realize the behavior is transpiring that you desire to change, creating the safety in your nervous system, in your being, to be able to take a step, right? We don't need to take a monumental leap, but take a step in the direction of the identity that you desire to embody. If you desire to embody the identity of loving, harmonious relationships, can you create the safety in your nervous system, in your being, to be able to begin to take a leap of trusting another individual, of opening up, of sharing?
I think that piece you just mentioned about the safety is so important because I think a lot of times for myself, right, I did not feel safe, right? And I had a hard time trusting and all that stuff, right? So having been betrayed, rejected, blah, 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 all that stuff, I didn't feel safe to trust again, including myself, including the universe, right? So one of the, I think everybody knows by now, but every morning, every night, I say all these wonderful, I don't call them affirmations per se, but statements that I say to myself. And I recently added in that I'm safe, right? Because I found that that was one thing that was missing. I didn't feel safe. So now that I've started adding that in, it's like, yeah, I am safe, right? And when you're safe, then you can start to make a change. Well, because when you're not feeling safe, you're in fear, right? And you're in stress and you're like on alert all the time, right? And so you don't have access to all of your resources at that time, right? But when you're feeling safe, then your nervous system, et cetera, is more calmed down. Then you're not on alert all the time. You're not in that mode of fight or flight or freeze or fawn or any of that, right? So that's so key. It's so important. I'm so glad you mentioned that. And it's something I recently just added that into my routine as well because I realized how important it was to feel safe. And then with the safety, then you can actually breathe. When you feel safe, you can actually breathe more deeply than you could regularly. Normally, I'm a shallow breather for sure, right? Unless I'm doing a healing process, then I do so much deep breathing. It's just funny. Any other time, I'm like quite shallow breathing wise. Not then yet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So much there. That's such a beautiful example. And the breath is such a alchemical tool to be able to create that safety in the body and the nervous system. Something that I noticed in myself recently, I am going into my 7th month of pregnancy. And for this journey, it's required a different kind of emotional support and nurturing and self-love. It's just a different journey. And I noticed myself with my partner, I was telling myself a story that he wasn't emotionally supporting me. And so, it was creating turmoil and it was like this pattern that was repeating. And I eventually got really neutral and I looked at the situation objectively. And what I realized when I tuned in is that there was a part of me that was actually creating that experience of he's not wanting to show up for me emotionally. And I looked at that part and said, just with neutrality and compassion, where is that coming from? And what I realized is that I was recreating something from a past timeline of not feeling emotionally supportive. And so what that was such an aha moment for me, because I realized that there was a part of me that was actually benefiting from that story. And I thought, how can I change that story to be more empowering? And I really began to shift, and mantras and affirmations can be incredibly helpful and empowering for that. But just that, I'm provided and I receive in a multitude of ways, and that my partner really desires deeply to show up for me. And it took that to be able to see with fresh eyes an expanded reality. And so sometimes we actually can't see the all that is because we're clouded by a story that we're telling ourselves. And what's really beautiful about Pisces energy is that it is connected with the all that is. It is the mutable water energy, and it is transcendent, and it's the ability to look at and integrate the greater perspective to be able to move forward in a new, in a different way. So I share that story because there's always moments in time, just to, the point that you were bringing forward, Shefali, is that, we have patterns that are deeply woven, but we have the ability to dissolve them if we are desiring to shift our energy.
And I just, you said something that was so important, so key, was about our stories, that whatever they are, that they're benefiting us, right? So whatever story is playing out in our lives, whatever, when we're recognizing it is benefiting, it is there because it is benefiting us, right? But that benefit, we might consciously see that, well, this is negative. This, I don't like this, right? But somewhere deep inside, it is helping you to maintain the status quo. If that, like if nothing else, just maintain the status quo. So, when we are looking at our stories and our patterns and realizing, and like sometimes we judge our stories, right? We judge ourselves, absolutely. There's no question, even though I'm a big proponent of not judging, but it happens. But the thing is, we wanted to just get rid of certain attributes, certain qualities, certain stories, certain, we just want to get rid of them as a way of like throwing it away, right? Without taking, realizing the blessing that that story, that pattern, et cetera, has been giving us up to this point, right? It's everything, it, for me anyways, it's like, even though it might feel negative, but it's helping me in some way. And so once we can recognize what that is, how it's benefiting us, then we can ask ourselves, okay, is there another way that we can still get that same benefit or a different benefit? But what other way can we get that benefit other than this story, right? Other than this way, right? So does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's really shifting the perspective and looking at it from, the way that we are so clever. We're so clever, and it really, we get to be the chooser of our choices, and we get to choose where we place our life force energy, and we get to tell ourselves more empowering stories. And that is such a game changer when we really begin to connect with that and connect with the possibilities that we can create through our thoughts, our beliefs, our emotions. And so one thing that I'd love to, touch on with that is how we're really tending to our energy to be able to create a new reality. Because really, in truth, we are energetic beings, and it is our auric field that really is a amalgamation, if you will, of our karmic experiences. We're expressing that in our field, in our energy, in basically our force field of energy, if you want to think of it in that way. And so if we're constantly being bombarded with negative beliefs or negative self-talk, our auric field is going to be depleted. If we're finding it really difficult and challenging to love ourselves, then our auric field, our energy is going to be depleted, and it's going to be really difficult to create a new reality. Because remember that thoughts become things, and energy takes a little bit of time to materialize, but it does materialize. And so our consciousness is what's creating and expanding and creating new worlds and new realities. And so we get to really look at how our energy is being impacted. And there's, you know, a couple of examples of this that, you know, just want to highlight to kind of like illustrate this point. One is like, how many people, you know, on this call have ever had an experience where you've been really stressed or something really, you know, challenging happens and you catch a cold, right? And this is a perfect example of how, you know, our auric field, our energy field is become a little bit depleted through the experiences, through the thoughts, through the emotions that we are experiencing. You know, another example of this is Dr. Emoto's work, which is such, you know, powerful work of looking at the consciousness of our thoughts and its imprint and impact on water, on snowflakes. And for anybody that's not familiar with his work, you know, he really studied loving thoughts, harmonious thoughts, beautiful thoughts, and how it would be reflected in water and crystalline energy and snowflake patterns. And they were these beautiful, you know, incredible, one of a kind, you know, collections of energy. And then versus whether, you know, harmful negative thoughts were imprinted into the water. And he tried this in multitude of different languages, and all of the studies came out the same. And so you can see the incredible impact that our thoughts and our words have, because, I mean, if you think about it, our bodies are 70 to 80% water. And so we get the opportunity to be extremely meticulous with our energy and realize what are the things that are actually depleting us or negatively impacting our energy versus how are the multitude of ways that we can strengthen our auric field. So just pausing there for a moment, but want to see if there's any questions.
When you're talking about, you know, our auric field, you're talking about raising the vibration frequency or clearing their energy field of, you know, in unharmonious, disharmonious energies, right?
Yep.
And so absolutely. Then, of course, the question is how? How can we do that? You know, even though, so I'm going to let you share, because maybe there's something new that we don't know, but sound for sure makes a big difference, right? And just really quickly, when you are saying your affirmations, for example, or your mantras, you know, if you say it loud, it like out loud, it's going to affect your energy field. If you like your outer energy field, if you're just saying it inside, it's only going to affect your mental body, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our voice is one of the most powerful and healing instruments. And this has actually been scientifically measured in a study of eradicating cancer cells, and tried with a variety of different instruments. And actually the most powerful and potent of all instruments that were tested is the human voice. And so once we really begin to mantra, to speak affirmations, this is incredibly powerful, incredibly transformative. And one other exercise that I invite you to try that is so transformational is to create a voice note of yourself speaking a new reality into existence. And you may have tried something like this where you journal of gratitude of, you know, all the things that you've called into existence and birthed into creation. But there is something even more potent and powerful if you actually speak this in a form of gratitude in a voice note that you record and you listen to over and over again. It's your own individual activation that basically is all the things that you have brought into your reality. So, an example of this, I am so grateful for the loving, harmonious connections, the soul friendships that I have in my life. I am so grateful to be able to show up authentically and vulnerably and be able to share from the heart and not receive judgment, to receive unconditional love and support from those that are closest to me. You know, this could be an example if you're desiring to call in more soul friendship and family in your life. And you can do this in so many ways, right? You can do this with abundance. And, you know, we've talked about this before, is abundance really in all forms, you know, whatever that looks like and feels like. And for you, financial abundance, could be an abundance of friends, an abundance of time and spaciousness, an abundance of, you know, where you get to live, how you want your life to feel, the quality of your energy. I'm so grateful that I wake up feeling rested and energized and alive, and each and every one of my cells is vibrating, and I get to live this life. It gets to be an exciting adventure. So these are some of
Beautiful.
the
I love that.
ways that we can begin to really play with a voice and be able to speak things into existence.
Yeah, and toning, is also really helpful as well. Same idea. But I love that the idea of the voice note because, I have a gratitude group, so we share in there every day, right? And what we're grateful for. But also the voice note is like it's your own personal voice. And so that energy, your voice energy frequency is going to affect you more than me reading about somebody else's what they're grateful for, or even me writing what I'm grateful for. And listening back to that again, it's going to affect my energy field. It's going to affect my aura. It's going to affect, my vibration frequency, right?
Absolutely.
Be an hour. It can only it should only be like 2 minutes, right? Kind of thing. It doesn't have to be more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing is that we get to experiment and play with this, you know, jumping back and forth a little bit. You know, Saturn is moving through Pisces right now, and that is really the blend of science and spirituality. And I really invite everybody on this call to become sort of a researcher, a divine alchemist when it comes to your own energy, and become so excited about attuning to your own energy and frequency. And this is something that my guides dropped in when I was first beginning my awakening journey, and I'm constantly reminded of it. It's such a powerful practice to know all the subtle things that impact your energy. Maybe, you know, you have like a tough moment at work and it's a little bit stressful, right? Knowing that that actually impacts your energy and frequency. So what can you do to automatically, or to, you know, to alchemize and shift that energy? One of the things that I do, I know we're jumping back and forth a little bit, but I think the clearing process is really important as well, is to recognize, okay, my energy is a little bit impacted. Okay, I'm gonna, you know, say something. For me, I say cleansing, clearing, transmuting, disengaging, dissolving any and all discordant frequencies. May they be permanently and irrevocably cleansed from my space, or I do not consent to this energy. Pull it from me now, right? These are powerful words that we can begin clearing and cleansing our energy field. And really, the key here is to recognize what a powerful creator being we each are, and how it is our own energy. So there's nobody that's going to be more in touch or in tune with your energy than you. And so Whether it's music, whether it is essential oils, rose and frankincense are really high vibrational essential oil energies that we can use. I like to put them on the palms of my hands and the soles of my feet. Working with a salt bath, can be incredibly harmonizing for our energy. Being around animals, such a high vibrational frequency. Light therapy, right? We're comprised of sound and light and plasma. So play with the energy that you find gives you the greatest feeling in your physical, emotional, spiritual body. Different sun gazing, spending time in the sun. As Shefali mentioned, affirmation statements. It could be aligned movement. I noticed Pat, periodically during this call, getting up and moving her physical being. That's such a beautiful way to, connect and move and shift the energy, And there's harmonious, loving ways that we can really connect with our body, move the energy. And so also food, letting food be our medicine. Looking at water, right? And knowing the impact that water has on our consciousness, blessing the water before we drink it. Prayers. Prayers are such a powerful way. Anytime I'm really looking to set an intention, I will send a prayer to the universe, and we can also send loving energy and kindness out to the universe, out to the all that is. That's a really powerful and beautiful way for us to raise our energy, to change our energy, to be able to shift. Also, meditation and gratitude. These are ways that we can, really begin to shift our energy as well. So those are a couple examples there, but I just invite everybody on the call to, take a few moments to reflect, because what's beautiful is that you get to cultivate your own practice. And I really feel that's what's there, such a deep invitation of our own practice of devotion and really looking at spiritual practices, not as something that we need to, check off a list, like, oh, I meditated this morning. Right? And we can all get into maybe that sort of mindset or energy, but instead, really looking at what we're cultivating as a devotional practice to our own energy and getting to the point where we really love how it feels to be in our own energy. And when something feels a little bit off, it's this devotion to ourselves and ourselves of, oh, I know exactly the thing that is going to really help me shift my frequency in this moment, or help me to clear this negative thought that's coming in, or this thing that's coming up for me in this moment.
Certainly, because we don't have to stay in the emotion or the energy or the mental space that we're in. We can always, 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 always change it, right? And so we have that power. We have that control. If there's anything that we can control, that's it, So when you catch yourself going down the rabbit hole, like in getting negative or going down the spiral, or even like your body's feeling sluggish and down, it's like there's something that you can do, right? So all of these things that Emily just mentioned are all going to be helpful in some way or the other. So I would definitely suggest you incorporate a couple, a few of them, and start using one or two of them, and see how they change your perspective, change your energy, change your thoughts, change your emotions, because they will. But you have to. You have to do them, and that's the thing. It's like we get to have this wonderful experience, and I say wonderful with the, it's not always wonderful, but we get to have this wonderful experience, but at the same time, we get to change it when it is going in a direction that we don't like, right? We are not stuck with anything, and that is a that again that being stuck, that's that victim mentality, right? And we are powerful creators. We are sovereign beings that, and we have these tools and resources that we can use if we just can get out of our own way sometimes.
Absolutely. I love that you bring this up because understanding that it's a journey, understanding
One
that.
sec. Go ahead.
Understanding that it's a journey and it's a process, and we get to be patient with the process, because I remember a time in my life where, stress was pervasive, and it felt as though everything affected my vibration, and I just was much more trapped in negative patterns and thinking. And so it really took me a while to be able to shift. And what I've noticed is that it's a gradual process of really attuning and tending to the energy, and again, becoming meticulous with your own energy and becoming really an alchemist of your own energy. And one of the beautiful symbols of this energy of really alchemizing energy and moving from victim consciousness, which we are really doing collectively right now, to freedom and liberation, is the dragonfly. This is such a powerful totem of this. The dragonfly actually begins the majority of its life as a nymph, which is a water creature, and it dwells beneath the surface in the water. And it's actually in more of a predator mode. So it's in that victimizer cycle. And at one moment in the dragonfly's life, the dragonfly does something different. It does something out of character, and it actually grabs a plant in the water and holds onto it, and actually scales that plant out of the water, and something changes within it. And actually, the water is used to birth into its wings. And so that water element is used in an alchemical way to actually create the wings of this creature. And that then the dragonfly takes to air. So there's this incredible journey and process if you think about it. And then you look at a dragonfly flying free, it really truly represents a symbol of freedom. But it's gone through an incredibly alchemical process and really connected, through the elements and energy of transmutation.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the hype that you share that. And the energy of transformation, we're all going through it, right? So one of my symbols also is the butterflies, of course, and the dragonfly, right? Because it is about transformation. It's transforming from within, right? And becoming this beautiful creature or being, right? And so, but we also have that potential too, right? So that potential for us to transform and be, that beautiful being that we truly are is there for all of us all the time. And that for me is like the biggest gift in that, it's like, let's just take a breath, let's just take a pause, and let's just, come back to who we are, connect with our soul self, connect with Creator. And feel that energy, feel that love, feel that connection to remind us of who and what we truly are. We are not just the mind, we're not just those thoughts, feelings, and emotions, those limiting beliefs. We're not that. We're much, much greater than that. And if we could just connect into that every day a little bit, that would, that alone is transformational.
Absolutely. I love that. That is such a beautiful sharing. And it's so true. We are each individually and collectively going through such an alchemical journey. And what I really want to highlight is the journey between the shadow to the city. Again, back to the gene keys. When we are in the shadow, this represents victim consciousness. This represents our core wounds that are needing to be alchemized and healed and transformed. And, we are on this planet, right? So we all have that. And we all have the opportunity to alchemize that into the greatest creative gifts. Because through that alchemical process, we find the gift, which is our creative genius. So as we go through this alchemical process, actually our creativity and actually our creative genius emerges through that. And as we continue on that process, we actually begin to embody a different kind of consciousness, and actually our DNA is transformed through a higher frequency. And that higher frequency is cultivated through all the things that we're talking about and exploring today. It's through attuning to our creative, unique energy, our energetic template, and recognizing that it's actually through that energy that we're creating new morphogenetic fields for reality.
Yeah, I love that. Oh my goodness. And just, like us talking about all of this, it's like it's getting those fires within me starting to burn and starting to like, get bigger and bigger and bigger, because the possibility is there, right? The potential is there for all of us. And we are all, every single one of us, every single person on the planet is going through some journey, and it can be transformational or it can be limiting and stuck. But I don't believe that if you are on shows like this, on calls like this, that you are in that lower consciousness. I believe that you are in a higher consciousness and working consciously to transform, to change, to be in acceptance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? And so the knowing that it is possible. I was going to ask you at the very beginning of the call, is it really possible to transcend karma? But it is truly possible with what we've been talking about today to transcend karma so that we can experience true freedom and liberation, right? With everything that we've talked about. And of course, if people work with you as well, they will also be able to go deeper into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a beautiful thing again about our unique blueprint, is that it is just like an infinite symphony that can be played infinite different ways. And so we have free will to be able to really decide what is the quality of music that we desire to create in our lives. And I really invite everybody on the call to really think about even the way that you communicate, the way that you express, the way that your day unfolds as this, creation of music, creation of notes, right? And as we reflect back on this really relatively short journey in time, we get to really look at the symphony that we've created. And we get to, in each now moment, create anew. And that's what I think is really so beautiful and significant about this time that we're moving through into Aries season, which is about moving forward in a new way with leadership, with sovereignty, with courage, with compassion. And I noticed, by the way, hi, George, it's great to see you. And I noticed one question that's in the chat that's about fire, right? So we're moving into Aries season on the Aries equinox on March 19th. And so this really is a beautiful time if you're feeling like, oh, where is that fire? Where is that, energy that gets me excited to really move forward and to create in a new way? This is a really beautiful time to harness that and to really connect with the elements. As a society, culturally, our fire has been diminished. But again, that doesn't mean that we can't cultivate the fire. It really starts through intention, through desiring to allow that fire to express and creating safety for that site fire to be able to be expressed. Because in some timelines, perhaps it wasn't safe to express your fire, right? And we notice that with all the elements, is that perhaps there may be a tendency to kind of focus on one of the elements that maybe feels like your comfort zone, but we get to really choose. And so fire is the element of passion, of courage, of, we can connect with that through dancing and through, even actually fire elements, like having a candle or having, something that represents fire to you. Red can be a color that really activates the passion, the creativity, the energy, and that creative divine spark. Really allowing your unique leadership abilities to shine, allowing your courage to be a vehicle to move you forward in a new way. So, definitely excited because when we start playing with the elements, we get to experiment. Just much like our energy that we're talking about, we get to start to play with the elements and set an intention for allowing those to flow forth in a harmonious way that we're desiring to experience and express.
Awesome. Thank you. And so we are going to take a few quick questions in just a minute, but I just want to just go over the package. It's really quite simple, so it'll just take a minute. Let me share my screen. Oops. Let me share my screen. And right, so hopefully you should be able to see that now. Yeah. So basically it's a personal session with Emily, a 60-minute personal session with Emily. And it's a radiant session, healing creative self-expression. So Emily, what is this session about and who is it for?
This session is really about getting in touch with your divine blueprint. It's about bringing forth the music that you desire to experience and express. And just like we're talking about on, the call today, sometimes we have blocks or discordant energy that gets in the way of us expressing our highest path of creative potential. And so what is my deepest honor and joy is to really look at what it is that you're desiring to birth and express and create and bring forward in your reality. And we get to release anything that stands in your way through a variety of different modalities that we work through during our time together, and also look at your highest kind of aligned potential through your blueprint and signature energy that is desiring to be expressed in this now moment.
And so there's a lot more information here on the page that you can look at, but it is for, an individual as well as a business. But it's whatever's coming up for you in your life, in your reality. It's not necessarily just business, but it's about you looking at, what is your soul purpose? What are your gifts? What is your authentic expression? And at the same time, for me, I think when I think about this, it's about you knowing who you are and being able to express who you are e with ease and feeling safe and comfortable, right? And at the same time, sometimes it's also about getting clarity on where you want to go. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to create in your life? How are you moving forward, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's true. Sometimes it is just those actionable steps that create an aligned path forward with your dream. So I absolutely love that.
And so Emily's package is 111, and there's a payment plan available. And of course, if you are an Inner Circle member, please do use your gift code. And like I said, this is a 60-minute personal session with Emily. And Emily, these are recorded, right?
They are.
Yeah, awesome. Good. So please do take advantage of this offer, and work with Emily and go deeper into working with her. Okay. So let me just stop sharing here. Second. Okay, awesome. All right, so if you have any questions for Emily, we'll take a few quick questions. You can raise your hand or you can type your question in the chat. So if you've written a question before, just write a new one because I don't want to go back and look. But if you would like to raise your hand and talk with Emily, please do go ahead. Because especially if there's something really long in the chat, I'm not going to read it. Takes too long to read. So if you like I said, raise your hand so that you can speak with Emily and work with her. And it could be about anything, right? Rather than something general. Yeah, so of course, like I say, please have a specific question. Right, Tanya? I know it says to Tanya, but it's Tanya. Tanya, go ahead. You want to unmute yourself?
Hello, ladies. Hello. Sorry, I missed you so much.
No, it's been a while.
Just was busy, sorry. So I recently, because I have some situation in my life that I don't want to grasp onto changing, because the more you want to change something, the less it is possible. So I started thinking, okay, if you can create and manifest anything, then, or they say, like in a quantum field, there is already outcome. Every outcome is possible. So I went, I searched about this quantum jump or quantum leap, they call exercise. And but they don't really give you the right technique, you know. So I kind of just started imagining that I pull out the outcome I want to pull out. And so my question is, how do I change my reality not to kind of not to use my that I don't like this reality, so I don't want to go from the negative side of it, but I would like to change, for example, some outcomes in my life that are happening now. And what do you suggest then? How do I do it so I keep the high vibration? So I don't come from out of lack of something, but rather that I'm fine, but I would like to change it.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you give any examples of things that you're desiring to shift in this moment?
Well, one of those is like my financial, because I thought I'm already see the light in the at the end of the tunnel. And then yesterday I gave a call and I realized that no, there is another problem that I have to deal with. You know, financially, and
Yeah.
also in a relationship. You know, like in a relationship, you may like someone, and then you are not sure if they like you, and then you think either I should approach, or because I'm a woman, I don't approach. And so I kind of think about how do I do it from the point of view that I created, but you know, I mean.
Yeah, I love that. So what's beautiful about your question and those specific examples is that there's such a deep connection between relationships and abundance. And one of the parallels there is our ability to receive.
That's a problem, I think.
And so we get to change our relationship with receiving. And that allows us to let greater love in, greater passion, greater abundance in all forms. And so there's really this invitation to allow yourself to receive and to, as a practice, begin to change your relationship with receiving. And this could be beginning to acknowledge all the different ways that you're already receiving in your life. Connect with a gratitude practice. This could be something that you make note of in your phone or in a journal of all the ways that you're receiving. It could be a breeze, it could be, get time in nature, a phone call that just warms your heart, and then you get to ask the universe for more, and you get to trust that you will receive on an even deeper level. And so this is a really beautiful way to start, because as we deepen our connection with the gratitude of receiving, we begin to become an energetic match for that which we're calling in.
Okay. Yeah, I started doing gratitude more often now, and like just walking around, I go into gratitude. Although it's good to do it when it's sincere and you feel this, you know, emotion of happiness and joy, and then you can be thankful for everything, even, you know, bird and sitting on the branch. I mean, yeah,
Yes.
so I started doing it. With receiving, I think I had some problem with receiving, and I think it's more subconscious than conscious, but even if it's subconscious, I need to work on it. Thank you so much. It's something I'm going to do. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Tanya. And that's great for everybody else as well, because I think a lot of us have a problem with receiving. All right, we're going to go to Georg. Georg, you want to unmute yourself?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my question. So I'll try to make it really easy. And I basically moved into this new apartment of mine almost exactly a year ago. And just I completely lost the connection to myself. Whether you can tune into that, especially like about creating, like for example, creating anything, any kind of art or music or anything. It's really weird that now a year has passed, and I just don't recover. And maybe the second question, which is even more broad concerning my life, is just how to bring movement back into my body and into my, well, simply just getting up and going somewhere or just do movement exercise, any kind of movement.
George, it's great to see you. And congratulations on the move. You know, moves can be really exciting, and they can also be a little bit discombobulating, right? Because it's a big change. And so, you know, giving
it's so weird. It's like what I've always wished for. And then like I actually, this is the first call with you or anyone I've even managed to participate in for almost a year.
That's incredible. And give yourself, you know, a huge congratulations and honoring for yourself for showing up and, you know, also speaking in front of, you know, all these people, right? Showing up and speaking from the heart and sharing, you know, your personal experience benefits not just you, but, you know, all of us, right? And so that is a step forward, right? And so it's really important that when we're shifting the energy, we recognize the small steps or the big steps that we're taking forward on the process. Because if we don't honor it and acknowledge that, then it's really hard to build that momentum. And I think that's what you're speaking to, is creating and cultivating that momentum where you feel like I'm getting back into my body. I'm getting back into that creative spark of energy. And so it takes those baby steps to be able to do that. And so one of the ways, and I know you're really connected to the elements, right, is working with the elements to be able to do that. Because sometimes we can be in perhaps like a water, you know, element phase where we're in more of like the emotional realm, or we're in more of the dream realm, but really integrating the practices that make us feel grounded in the body. You know, you can think of that earth energy, the physical practices.
Yeah, it's a bit, well, I've been, I asked about creative fire before, and what it feels like in my body is that in my lower back, like all the movement, all the creativity and everything that's moving out of me, it's just stuck there. And it has been all life, but now for a year it's been like 100%. I'm just surviving somehow, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
About getting joy back or anything, because I've got a lot of freedom that I didn't have in previous years, and then I'm observing myself, kind of going in the almost the opposite, like being completely paralyzed and going in the opposite direction, and
One of the things that's coming through is to really remind yourself of how powerful you are and how much you have the ability to shift and change your own energy. So even if you are feeling stuck, you have the ability to alchemize that. And so one of the practices that's coming through, if it resonates, is to actually connect with the earth and to feel yourself on the ground. And that might be sitting out in nature, you know, getting a blanket or sitting on the earth, and actually transmuting that energy, allowing that to flow in the earth with a prayer, you know. And because we're, again, constantly being born anew in each moment, so we can bring in some fresh energy. And
can you kind of elaborate? Because I feel my body just, because I also like the geographically, the place I'm in, it doesn't resonate with me. And
so sorry to interrupt, Georg, but we can't go deeper into one issue, right? So I mean, I would highly recommend you work with Emily more deeply. But of course, like I wrote in the chat, you know, you definitely want to clear the energy of the space, you know, like your physical space, your own physical space as well. That will help. And I love what Emily said about grounding, right? But for me, what was coming up was even like ringing bells in your space. I feel like the energy is stuck in your space that needs to be changed first, and that'll make a huge difference as well. Okay, so start with something small, and then start to see how you feel, right? But just start with your your apartment, your flat first, and start changing that energy. And see how that feels for you, and then start working on yourself, you know, and connecting to Mother Earth and bringing that energy up. So that grounding energy, it's not just grounding; it's a healing energy that's going to come up and start helping to create movement inside your body, if that makes sense, inside your cells. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean that's basically the question I'm asking, but I understand that we cannot take all the time because those are all the things that just have been gone for a year now. But it's okay.
So start with something, and then take one small step first, right?
The earth, I can feel it, and I think something will come up. Yeah.
Beautiful. Good.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Georg.
Thanks, Joy.
Awesome. All right, because sometimes it's like it happens, right? And I know I move here, and I do have a tendency of clearing the space, anyways. But if I didn't, it's like arguments, bad feelings, all that kind of stuff. They stay in the space. They stay in the walls. So even if you can paint, the walls, that also helps a lot as well. So we're going to go to Sunita. You want to unmute yourself and try to keep it short. And there were some two other people in the chat who had questions, so I wanted to see if we can get to those as well quickly. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Sunita.
I have a question about the trust in receiving. How can I change that? I know I can't. I don't have the trust in receiving love from the universe. I do it, but totally 100% believing is not is or not. And I'm looking for work, and everybody is happy for me, and the talking is very good, and then the next one is also good, and then I get an answer: no, you are not the person we are going to hire. And that is all 6 months. And so I work for my, I do work at home, coaching. But before I did it for free, and I had a lot of clients. And I am doing it now for money, and I don't get clients. I have one, and then I do a little bit less, the money a little bit lower, and then they come. But not for the next time for the really. So I don't know what I do wrong.
Yeah. Oh, this is such a beautiful question. And I feel like, so many can relate to what you're asking. I feel like there's a deepening on the path of, it's almost like a muscle that's being built of being able to receive in a new way and trusting that process of receiving. And it sounds like you're doing that already in many beautiful ways, and that you're going to continue to cultivate this through your intention. And so just remember that you're receiving and you're becoming an energetic match for that which you desire to receive. And so one thing about value is that we can look at the ways that perhaps we're not fully valuing ourselves. And so is there a way that you can begin connecting with, on an even deeper level, the value that you bring? And this might be a journal practice, you know, this might be.
That changed a lot, because I did it free. And now I do it for a value, a higher value, but it is not coming. So then I get doubts about, oh, I have to go again for free. But that is not the energy where I'm going.
Yes.
I want to go. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Hold that frequency, hold that vision, because you are on some levels already an energetic match for that which you desire. So you're continuing, it's like a muscle that you continue to cultivate, continue to hold that beautiful vision, because it is, it's just, it's also continuing to recognize your own value and your own worth that you bring, and being comfortable with receiving. And so, you know, it is even getting into situations and saying, okay, universe, I am open to receiving in the highest and best and most aligned way. Send me those opportunities. And really getting honest with if there are blocks that are, you know, coming up around maybe accepting money, or, you know, feeling as though you're worthy or things like this. It's like really getting radically honest with yourself, because over time you're going to continue to build and cultivate that trust and faith in your ability to receive.
This is hard because I get in depth now and I want to be in the high level. So the trust is sometimes, oh.
Yes, I get it. I get it for sure.
Yeah.
And connect with the ways that you are receiving. Again, this ties back to, I know what we're talking already is like, okay, I know that I've, you know, received, maybe it's in the client work, for example, that you've done, right? Like I've received a lot of feedback from the work that I'm doing that is healing and transformational and powerful. And that's a form of receiving, and it's a form of really recognizing the value. And but this is something that also, again, has to be done on an individual level, where you're really recognizing the value that you bring to each and every situation.
So, I mean, of course, Sunita, I don't want to say this to everybody, but you definitely want to work with Emily much, much more deeply. She's amazing if you, you know, when you work with her. And that can help you to get more clarity, get more transformation, maybe tweak something energetically even, you know, like she has so many tools and resources that she can help you with. I think that's it's a small, small thing. I don't think it's a big thing, but I think Emily can help you with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. There are some questions in the chat really quickly. And this one is similar, I guess, maybe to Sunita, I'm not sure, but Leslie was asking, how do I clear financial blocks and overall progress in all aspects of my life? Stagnation, no matter what I try.
Yeah. So one of the things that we get to do is to shift the energy, because stagnation creates a lot of blocks that can show up. And so just like moving our energy, like getting up and actually moving our body physically, we want to start moving the energy, because that creates movement. And again, you know, and so this could be really simple. Like it might be that you're going to change up your work environment and, you know, actually go out somewhere and work from a coffee shop or change your physical surroundings. It might be like the actual surroundings in your space of creating more harmonious energy, or you might feel guided, right? Like intuitively guided. Okay, I'm going to connect with my higher self. What is my guidance? What are all the ways that I can increase my financial abundance? And really open up to this, because when we ask a question, our higher self is always responding if we're open to receiving. And a lot of ideas and downloads that can come through that we're not able to connect with through our linear thinking mind. And so one of the questions is like, okay, maybe why, how can I experience more financial abundance at this time, and start making a list of all of the creative ideas that come through. One of them might be to reach out to somebody that you haven't reached out to in a while and just kind of check in and share what's on your heart and what you're up to. And you'd be surprised how that leads to prosperity or leads to new possibilities. Or maybe you're guided to go, like I said, work from somewhere different. But one of the biggest things is to create that energy of forward movement. Because again, stagnation is really hard to create.
And, 1 second, Leo.
Yeah, and manifest something.
1 second. Yeah, he's coming.
So hopefully that helps, Leslie, with your question. But when we are able to shift the energy, we're able to be more receptive to new possibilities. And so even if that is like, I'm going to start my day with a new morning routine that really like makes me excited in my energy, makes me feel more in the flow. I'm going to do, you know, a little, you know, movement in the morning, or I'm going to do a gratitude practice in the morning, or I'm going to set this intention to go for a walk in the morning. These are some ways that we can begin to feel that flow and feel. And so what I really want to highlight, because there's a lot of questions around financial abundance. And I want to really highlight the parallel of all forms of energetic currency and how there's a parallel of receiving love, receiving finances, receiving, you know, deep soulful connections in our lives, connecting with our purpose, is that when we are open to cultivating more of that in our lives, we open up the energetic currency channels for those to flow. And so it may be just shifts of creating other forms of abundance in your life, and you'll recognize that you begin to open up and deepen to financial abundance. So, wow, I'm actually connecting more with my friends. This feels amazing. I'm changing the energy. My life feels so fulfilling and gratitude. You know, I'm so grateful. And all of a sudden now I'm attracting and magnetizing more financial abundance to me.
Yeah, so I love that. Absolutely. Yeah. And you can't just focus on one area of your life. If you're starting to enjoy time with friends, family, the pets, etc., focusing on that is going to take away that stress or that negative energy of, or the stuckness, you know, kind of thing as well. I actually don't believe anything is ever stuck, because we're energy. We're always in motion. We're always moving. But we get ourselves stuck because of that belief or thought that I'm stuck, right? So it's like, if you say, no, yeah, you know what, stuff is flowing, everything is good, blah, 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 you know, it'll help. But movement, right, is going to be key, like Emily was saying, even walking, because that's going to start to change, you know, the excess mental energy that you have in your field is going to start dissipating as you're moving, as you're walking, for example, okay? Linda was asking, when releasing things that need to be released, where is the best place to send these energies in the most organic and beneficial way for all?
That's a great question. I mean, Gaia honestly has the ability to transmute, and, you know, her blueprint is already in such a higher form of consciousness. So, you know, I feel like giving those energies to the earth in a loving way, She has the ability to transmute and transcend and alchemize. And really, it is through the intention of, how we're releasing that energy, but just knowing and trusting that it's not meant for us, and that we're, doing so in a loving way, and that, there's a higher process and, for being able to transmute that energy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to suggest too. Just send it down to Mother Earth. She'll take it. She'll transmute it, right? and then feel as if it, like actually feel that you're releasing it, right? So don't just say, "Okay, I'm releasing." Feel the energy going down out of your body and being, out of your cells, out of your energy field into the earth. So it's the feeling is, I think, is really key. Thank you. Great questions. So yeah, great questions, everyone. Thank you. So Emily, that was beautiful. That was perfect. That was, what a fabulous show that's filled with so much wisdom, but not just wisdom, it's like practical tools and practical practices that people can start to use, right? To transcend that karma, right? So that we can have that liberation or the abundance or the financial freedom or whatever it is that you want. But for me, it is about knowing that yes, we can definitely transcend the karma and go and, be in liberation, be free, be connected to ourselves, be connected to our higher selves, be connected to spirit, source, creator, etc. And knowing that we're not hindered by full karma, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Shefali, it's such an honor to be here, and so grateful for everybody for co-creating this time and space together. And, again, as we started the call, just bringing it full circle to the Pisces new moon, which is in 3 days, right? The new moon is really about setting new intentions, and we get to move forward with new creative energy. And this again sets off and activates a huge cycle of transformation and change, and allows us to move forward in a new, more aligned, creative, courageous way. And so I just really invite everybody to become the masters of your own energy, become so in love with attuning to your own energy and frequency and tending to it. And that becomes a garden that really has a ripple effect out into the quantum field, not only with what you are creating and bringing in and magnetizing in the form of wealth and love and abundance and purpose, but that also has such an incredible ripple effect into all that is, into the collective and the cosmos. Because one of the beautiful things about the gene key is, as we move up and alchemize into higher frequencies, it has an exponential potential to be able to help others to liberate as well. So your process is so important, so beautiful, and so powerful and needed at this time.
Beautiful, thank you. And I just want to say tomorrow, for those of you who don't know or may not know, but tomorrow is, International Women's Day. Yes, it's also Mahashivratri, so which is the festival of Shiva, right? And so it's a very powerful day. And whatever you pray for tomorrow, you will receive. So if if you're wanting to pray for something, call on Shiva and tell him what you want, as kind of thing. And so it's going to be a very powerful day. So please tap into those energies as well. And the new moon is on the 10th, like Emily said. So of course, new moons is meaning new beginnings, right? But I always, like release whatever is in the way of new beginnings, right? As well, right? So you can also take a look at that and look at your intentions for what you are creating. So it's a very powerful, important time. So take advantage of the energies to assist you in moving forward, and at the same time clear, what's in your field so that you can receive more, right? So if you're all clogged up, you can't receive all the goodness, right? So clear your energy field, clear your space, etc., so that you can receive more of what you desire and what you deserve, because you are always, 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 always worthy. Always deserving. Okay. So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Emily, for another wonderful call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, everyone, we have a show on Saturday. So I don't know what time. I think it's 10 o'clock a.m., but you'll have to check. Bless all. See you on Saturday. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all so much love and blessings always. Bye for now.